What?
My name is Dylan Kane. I am 16 years old. Today is November 26, 2015, and I'm speaking with my mother, Shelly Pessa Kane, and we are recording this interview in Solon, Ohio, a suburb of Cleveland. So, Mom, can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
Well, I grew up in Southfield, Michigan, outside of Detroit, and for most of my childhood, I actually was born in Highland Park, Michigan, and grew up in and lived the first few years of my life in Detroit, and then we moved to Southfield. I was basically a quiet kid, pretty studious, enjoyed going to camp in the summers.
Thank you. Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life, perhaps?
I think probably one of the more difficult moments in my life, or, you know, times, was when my mother passed away. She had been aging. We were living in Cleveland then, and we moved her from Detroit to Cleveland in a nursing home, and she just continued to deteriorate, and that was certainly hard to watch, as well as it was very difficult for me because I was working at the time, and I didn't have the time to spend as much, you know, I couldn't spend as much time with her as I wanted to. But that was sad and difficult.
What time was that at? What year was that during?
That was 2011.
2011, okay. Can you tell me some of the most important lessons you've learned in life?
I'd say it's important to value family. It's important to take care of them. Certainly health is important and, you know, maintaining it.
What are your hopes for me and someday for my children?
Well, coming up soon, I hope that you can go to the college that you pick as long as they give you enough money, and I hope you can have a career that you enjoy. I certainly hope, though, that our world remains as clean as possible, that it becomes as peaceful as possible, and that your children can live, you know, as nice a lifestyle as you have.
Thanks. Thinking about your family, our family, many generations from now, and knowing that they may hear this recording, is there anything that you'd want to say to them? Any wisdom or advice you have to share?
I hope I get to meet you, number one, that I can live that long. But just value your family, value your health, take care of each other, help the world as much as you can.
What are you most grateful for on this Thanksgiving?
I'm most grateful for my family and for my health.
What are you proud of, personally and professionally, in your life?
Well, personally, I'm proud of you guys. I'm proud of having really nice children and a nice family, and that you guys are good people and good citizens. Professionally, you know, I'm happy that, you know, I was able to get a good education, that my parents helped me, help provide that for me, and that I'm able to have a career that I can support myself.
What career do you partake in?
I'm a pediatrician.
All right. Tell me about your parents. What was your life like growing up?
Well, my parents, my mother was a warrior. She certainly was, you know, took care. She was a primary caretaker. My father worked a lot, and he wasn't always around a lot. But she definitely, you know, provided everything, made, you know, but also worried constantly as to where we were and what we were doing, and making sure we were safe. My dad was a little bit more laid back, and as I said, he worked a lot, so he wasn't always around. But he was the one who probably was more interested in cultural things and going to ball games and going to museums and things when he did have time.
What kinds of sporting activities do you, where did you grow up in?
I grew up in Detroit, Detroit suburbs, actually, and probably the only sporting events I went to were baseball games. And my parents, both of them, actually, are big Tigers fans. My mom didn't used to go to the games, but she was, even as she got older, you know, when she was more infirm, would always watch the Tigers games. So always very excited about those. But that's basically what we went to. But we liked all sports. I have three older brothers, and we were very, very into sports in our family, and I certainly was able to watch them all on TV.
Any other sporting events, or mostly the Tigers?
In terms of, well, you'd probably watch the Lions, the Pistons. They like the Red Wings. I'm not a big hockey fan.
What were you like as a child? What did you look like, and how did you spend your time as a child?
Well, I was pretty tall for my age initially. I grew up pretty fast and then kind of stopped growing. But I had curly brown hair and kind of long on the longer side and brown eyes. And I don't know. I don't really remember my exact looks, but relatively thin. In terms of how I spent my time, I think that, you know, obviously a lot of it was in school. I went to camps in the summer. Probably just, you know, like kids in those days, we, you know, didn't have as many activities going on. I spent a lot of my time just playing with my friends after school and the kids in the neighborhood, just doing whatever we would do. As I got older in high school, I probably participated in a little bit more activities. I used to work on the stage crew for the theater, you know, then, and spent, you know, more time doing, you know, school activities then. Played basketball a little bit too when I was in junior high.
Did you have many friends who lived in your neighborhood or that you did these activities with?
Not specifically the activities, but as I said, we, you know, a lot of kids would just kind of play outside, you know, a few different mm-hmm. girls in the neighborhood get together. I don't even remember what we did, but
mostly girls?
Mostly girls. Mm-hmm. When I was little.
What is something you're passionate about?
I'm passionate about my family. I'm passionate about my career.
How are you passionate about them? What do you...
Well, I love you guys, and I'm always interested in what you're doing and want to make sure that you're successful and, you know, that things go as well as we can for you. And in terms of my career, I just want to be the best doctor I can.
Tell me the story of how you met Dad.
Well, actually met on through a Jewish dating service. We were set up, and we went on our first date at a Chinese restaurant. He picked me up, and I think we only spent like an hour or two together at that point, and called me the next day, and we went out the next week, and sort of the rest is history.
Did you, were you actively seeking out a partner at the time?
Well, I was involved in a Jewish dating service, so I'm going to go yes.
How would you say being a parent has changed you?
Well, I have somebody else, well, more, you know, you and your sister, I have, people to be more responsible for that I have to worry about and take care of and make sure you're provided for. Probably I worry more a little bit now than I used to about things.
Why so?
Why so? Because I have people I'm responsible for. And, you know, and also in terms of my career, because I am a pediatrician, I think that it sort of changed how I, you know, of course, you guys, you know, your sister's now 20, so it's been a long time, but it changed how I see kids in my practice, you know, how I, you know, see how kids act and gives me a better idea of how to respond to problems, you know, with behaviors and things.
Do you think your doctor side informs more of your parent side or your parent side informs more of your doctor side or both?
I would say that my parent side informs more of my doctor side. Certainly in, you know, not necessarily obviously the medical aspect, which is a lot of learning, but a lot of just experience, like, you know, talking about social things with kids or talking about their behaviors. I think that, you know, parenting does help that. In terms of the other way around, you guys would like to ask me a lot of medical questions, but I prefer not to have that doctor side inform my parents' side too much.
Dad, I'm turning to recording. Come on, please. Okay. Oh, shoot, it's still recording.
What, can you go back that? Can you get rid of that?
What is the best advice for raising kids? What is your best advice for raising kids?
My best advice would be just to treat kids as individuals. Everybody's different, and you have to respond differently to them. Of course, you always want to have a certain amount of discipline, but you don't. No two kids are the same, and you can't treat them exactly the same.
Moving now on to our ancestors. Where were our ancestors from?
Well, in terms of my grandparents, on my mother's side, they were both from Russia. And on my father's side, my father's father was from Latvia, and my father's mother was from Poland.
Do you know the story of why and how our ancestors came to this country?
Well, why? You know, because, you know, they were Jewish in a countries that were, they were being persecuted. You know, I don't know the exact details, but, you know, of course they came to America to seek a better life. My mother's parents, my grandfather came here first. He moved to Detroit and he was working. And then my grandmother came over pretty much on the last ship, I understand, before World War I started. So she had been here actually earlier when she was a teenager, when she was about 14 alone, and she got called back to Russia because her mother became ill. And then she met my grandfather there, and then they came over, you know, one at a time. On the other side, my grandmother and my grandfather, my father's parents, met here. My grandmother, I'm not sure exactly when she came or how. My grandfather, I know, was in England before he came here, and they both ended up meeting here and getting married.
Who were your grandparents and your great-grandparents? Do you have any memories of them? What kind of work did they do?
I never knew my great-grandparents, and I don't really know anything about them. Both of my grandfathers died before I was born, and actually my mother's father died before she was born. He worked in the auto industry. I think he worked for Ford, was my understanding, and he developed pneumonia, and then he passed away with my grandmother. Basically taking care of the kids, and I'm not clear, you know, how they actually really made money. I think she took in boarders in their apartment and whatever they could do to make money. She died when I was 7, so I really don't have a whole lot of memories of her, to be quite honest. I know that she was a warrior like my mom. I always heard those stories. And on my father's side, my father's father died when he was about 4 years old. He had diabetes, and that was before they had actually used insulin to treat it. It's my understanding. My grandmother, I believe, though, she was pretty much a pretty independent woman, and she would make money selling fruit and having fruit stands, which may be how my father and my uncle, they were twins, ended up having a produce store eventually, and how they, you know, made their money. But my grandmother, you know, she died when I was about 15, so I knew her a little bit better. But, you know, she was fairly old at the time when I was growing up, and I don't remember doing a whole lot with her, just kind of visiting, and that she made really good apple pie. I remember that.
What were their names, your grandparents' names?
My mother's parents were Rose and Nathan, and my father's parents were Fanny and Solomon.
Did they have any Yiddish names before that, or those their Americanized names?
They probably did have Yiddish names before then. My grandmother, Rose, was Rachel, I believe. I don't really know anybody else's names from Europe.
Mm-hmm. Are there any traditions that have been passed down through our family that you can tell me about?
We have certainly the typical Jewish family traditions, you know, celebrating the holidays together, particularly when I was a kid. We had our whole extended family pretty much lived in Detroit, so I always spent all the holidays with one side's cousins or the others, usually, you know, one night with my mother's family, another night with my father's family, and we, you know, especially things like Passover Seders or having Rosh Hashanah dinners or breakfast, we'd all spend together. We don't do that so much now because we've moved away. We live in Cleveland away from the rest of the family, but those are things that we, you know, always did, and I'm sure they did when they were kids too.
Do you have any interesting stories you know about our ancestors?
Yeah. I don't know how far back you want to go, but my mother was a bit of a character, and she is that what you want to know? You want to know about her or somebody earlier?
Anyone.
Okay. She was a bit of a character, and she wasn't always well versed in a lot of things. And I can remember her visiting my brother in California and going to a Chinese restaurant. And after I had visited, she asked if I went to the same Chinese restaurant. I said, well, I don't know. You know, what was the name? I don't remember. Well, did they, and she asked, well, did they use chopsticks? And I said, yeah. She said, well, it must be the same restaurant.
Don't you also have some interesting stories about your grandmother, like, coming through Boston or something like that?
Oh, well, as I said, my mother's mother, we think instead of coming through Ellis Island, the story was that she actually came on the last boat and possibly illegally through Boston to get into America. I'm not sure if that's really true or not. But That was the story.
Interesting. Are there any classic family... tell me about your siblings. Were you close to, with any of them?
I have three older brothers. They were actually much, much older than me. My brother Paul, who has passed away a few years ago, was about 17 years older than me. And he actually was almost like a second dad to me. He used to take me... when he actually, after he graduated from college, he would be taking, he'd take me to different shows. I remember going to the Ice Capades with him. He'd take me downtown when they, you know, when people still, I went downtown to go to the department stores and we visited Santa, even though I was Jewish. And he'd take me to just a lot of different places. So we were pretty close, you know, especially before he got married. My other brothers, my ex-brother is about 9 years older than me, so a lot of my childhood, he was actually in college and away, but we're pretty close now. He lives in California, and my next brother, I probably grew up the most with, he's about 6 years older than me, and we were always, you know, reasonably close for people 6 years apart, and, you know, I feel pretty close to all of them, you know, to them, the other two, I should say, now.
What do you do during your summers when you are off from school?
Pretty much from the time I was 10 on, I went to summer camp every summer. For about 6 years, I went to camp, really 4 years. I went to camp outside the Detroit suburbs, and same camps. I went, you know, took people on Western trips. So I did that. And they had a camp up in Northern, you know, in one in Northern Michigan and one in Northern Ontario. And I spent a summer in Northern Ontario, at least 4 weeks. So I spent a lot of times, and then after that, I worked at the same camp for 4 years. Once again, I led a Western trip, and I spent time in the Upper Peninsula camp, base camp as well.
What were the names of these camps, and what did you do on your Western trips?
Well, the name of the camp was Camp Tamarack. They call it Camp Moss now. It's a Jewish camp, as I said, maybe about an hour outside of Detroit. And... on the west end, there was Camp Kennedy, which is in northern Michigan. That actually was donated. It used to be the summer home of a former governor of Michigan, and it was somehow the camp obtained it, so it was kind of cool. It was a lodge where the girls slept inside the lodge and the boys slept in the barn, which was kind of fun. It was right on, you know, the lake. And the one in northern Ontario was Agri Outpost. That was near Wawa, Ontario, kind of middle of nowhere, but it was just really, really beautiful, gorgeous area with basically cabins and a lodge and everything that the camp owned. So that was a great summer as well. Lots of canoeing and lots of hiking, you know, around there. In the Western trip, I went on two of them. One is a camper, and at that time we took a lot, you know, went through a lot of areas, so... We would drive, you know, out, went to Colorado, Wyoming, Montana, Banff, you know, in Canada, you know, Lake Louise up there, back down through Montana, and I don't know if I said Montana yet, South Dakota, North Dakota, Minnesota, and then back home. So it was quite a big trip, which was, you know, stopping at a lot of the mountains and a lot of the sites, which was really great and a lot of fun, except when the bus broke down for 4 days and we were stuck in West Yellowstone, Montana. That was
what happened there?
Our bus broke down, so we had to wait till it got fixed. And we used to take these old sort of school buses out, so there was always that chance they'd break down. As a counselor, we went a little bit different route. We still went to Wyoming and I don't remember if we hit Montana or not, Colorado, but we also were down in Utah. Which was beautiful as well. So, and our bus didn't break down that time.
What are some of your happiest moments that you can remember?
Happiest moments, I think, when you guys were born, both of you, although not necessarily that moment because both of you were kind of difficult deliveries, but certainly afterward. Getting married, of course, was a very happy moment. A lot of the trips we've taken, a lot of the activities we've done, we're certainly happy. You know, as a child, definitely my summers at camp were, you know, fantastic. Some of my best memories as a child were definitely those summers and the friendships I made.
Mm-hmm. What do you think are some of the keys to maintaining strong relationships?
certainly respect for each other, shared values, patience.
What are some of those shared values for you?
Shared values would be, loving, certainly, political beliefs, taking care of people, social, beliefs.
What are those beliefs?
Well, I think that,
For you?
For me, I'd say, caring about other people, caring about each other, being patient with each other, as I said, wanting to take care of other people in the world, and taking care of our world, certainly.
Going back to your career, how did you find your way to your current career as a pediatrician?
Well, when I was in high school, my father had some health issues, and I sort of felt comfortable or interested in working within a hospital or medical setting. I wasn't sure how I wanted to do it at the time. I was also pretty, good math and science student, so I always felt I kind of wanted to go in that direction of the health fields. And as I went to college, I initially thought I might be a physical therapist, and then I thought I might go into public health. And eventually, I realized in the public health field that I was interested in epidemiology, but in order to really do what I wanted to do, you needed an MD for it. And by that point, I decided to go to medical school and decided to go more in practice rather than the research aspects of things.
Do you feel like your job is your calling? Why or why not? And if not, what do you believe is your calling?
No, I do think it's my calling. I really enjoy my job. I like helping people. And, pediatrics was a natural choice for me just because I always, was a camp counselor, throughout college. And, I love that, I love working with kids. And it was kind of the perfect choice to put it together.
What lessons has working taught you?
Certainly self-sufficiency, responsibility, taking care of other people.
Can you tell me about someone who has mentored you?
My first boss, really my only boss, because I've worked at the same practice since I finished residency, was a great mentor to me. I could see how he was just kind and smart and well-loved and kind of helped me, get started.
That'd be Dr. Pasha, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Going over more to our religious heritage, what do you think that religion spirituality means to you, and what role does it play in your life today?
Well, I grew up probably more culturally. Even though I went to religious school and I learned about it, I probably was always more culturally Jewish than religiously Jewish. And to me, religion is all about tradition and family, and just our heritage. Knowing how Jews over the, many years have been persecuted, I certainly feel like it's important to take pride in being Jewish and pass that along to you guys.
Why do you think that's so important?
I think it's always important, to, to respect your heritage, to know about it anyway. But also, I think that, as I said already, that, Jews being persecuted over the years, I think we always have to be aware that there's still anti-Semitism out there, and that we should be proud of who we are, but also protect who we are. And just because I love my traditions anyway. It's part of my family and how I've grown up, and hopefully you guys have some of that as well. But I feel like we need to, just keep that going. Keep our traditions going. Fight anti-Semitism.
So do you say you want to see your descendants still identify as Jewish and still carry on Jewish practices?
Absolutely.
When you were growing up, what kinds of roles did Judaism play in your life?
Well, I definitely went to religious school, so that played a role three times a week until I was through seventh grade. So that was a lot of it, that role. But as I said, most of it was the holidays, the family getting together, my cousins, my aunts, my uncles, the dinners. And we would, have full, seders where we'd go through the whole religious book.
For Passover, correct?
Yes.
What kind? Speaking of your cousins, you used to be interact with your cousins a lot. What kinds of organizations or stuff did you do with your cousins? Wasn't there a Pasek family club or something like that?
That was my parents.
Oh, what, can you explain that?
They had a cousins group, and my father, this actually was my father's family. And I don't know how well my father's father died when he was very young. I don't know how much interaction he actually had with them when he was young. My grandmother had a sister that lived in town, and she had 5 kids, I believe. And so they spent a lot of time with them. And in fact, they had a farm, which is sort of unusual.
Who is that?
My father's aunt on his mother's side.
Okay.
They had a farm, and I think they spent a lot of time there. So I think he spent a lot more time with her family just because, you know, my grandfather passed away. But as adults, they reconnected with a number of cousins on his father's side. And I think people he didn't necessarily know all that well. He knew some of them, not all of them that well, and they got pretty close with all of them. They'd meet once a month and do social activities. And then we'd have picnics with everybody, you know, once a year and other things. But mostly it was the adults.
What kinds of things did they do? Like, what kinds of social outings and stuff?
I think they played cards and they had dinners and I'm not even sure what else because I wasn't there.
What was your relationship like with your parents in general?
I thought we already asked that, but in general, I was probably closer with my mother just because she was the one who was more in charge of raising us and was around more, especially when my father opened a business later that was more retail. He spent a lot more hours away from home than he did when I was younger, you know, meaning when I was like 6 years older, so he, you know, started working a lot more hours. So I probably had, you know, was closer with her, but, you know, I spent a certain amount of time with my dad, and after he retired when I was in high school, I think around there, when I was in college, or he was spending less time working, we'd go out to lunch once a week. We'd spend time together a little bit more, so.
What kinds of jobs did your parents do?
Well, my father owned a produce store with his twin brother, my uncle, for many, many years. And initially, it was a wholesale produce store down at what's called Western Market. And when Western Market actually was knocked down, when they, you know, got rid of it.
In Detroit?
That was in Detroit. They opened up a retail store in Dearborn. And that's pretty much when he started working many more hours. Because the store was open until 9, and initially he was working really from, like, early in the morning when they'd have to go pick up the produce down at the markets and buy things, you know, until, like, 9 at night, and eventually he'd started coming home more like 6 or 7, but definitely put a lot of hours in. And didn't really take a whole lot of vacations.
And that was at Pesek Brothers Produce?
Pesek Brothers Produce.
Didn't he used to get produce from Canada even at the time?
Not necessarily. Every once in a while, when it seemed like we weren't getting stuff from here, we'd go, because we lived in Detroit, could go drive over to Windsor. This is before you couldn't bring produce back over in the bridge. We'd go, and he'd go find some berries and things he can go sell in the store, and we'd find, like, roadside markets and bring some stuff back.
Were the roadside markets common, like, in Windsor and Detroit and stuff?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can still, if you go out into the country, you can still find those things in the summer.
Mm-hmm. If you could do it over, talking more about raising me, if you could do it over again, how would you raise me differently?
Well, honey, love you the way you are, but I would definitely probably give you a few more chores to do.
Mm-hmm. And I think, looking overall, as we're sort of heading towards the end of this interview, what kinds of lessons do you think you can draw generally from, I guess, from your experiences growing up, and what would you like to, I guess, impart on wisdom for me and future generations? Like, what do you want us to see from us in life?
Well, I mean, I hope that you guys, number one, will, you know, get your education done, have careers that are satisfying to you, but I hope that you want to make a mark on the world as well. I know you do, that you're interested in, you know, politics and diplomacy and history. And, you know, hopefully you'll be able to, you know, make a mark somewhere along the lines in terms of helping people, helping our environment. And, you know, if you can do that, I'll be very, very happy and very proud, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to see, obviously, too, that you have a family, if that's what you want. Have a spouse, have a family. That would all be wonderful. Hopefully sometime while I can still see them.
Thank you very much, and that will conclude our interview. Signing off is Dylan Kane and
Shelley Pesce Kane. Thank you, Dylan. Yeah. Love you, buddy.
Love you, too. From Solon, Ohio, outside of Cleveland, on November 26th, Thanksgiving 2015. Thank you. Bye.